When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
To the Janelle's J Show, the finest in radio entertainment.
The Janelle's J Show.
You're so creative. That's one of the things I like about you.
I know what I'm doing. Yo, everyone, welcome to yet another episode of the Janelle's J Show. I'm your girl, Janelle's J. We're here on iHeartRadio. I'm here with the best, the mostest, the wackest, the most available, also co-host, Gerald.
Always happy to be working.
Listen, your baby mama told me, she said, please, get this man a job. And I said, girl, if you don't get out my house. That was the interaction with your baby mama. I'm sorry, I did not know that she was your baby mama. I thought she was my ex-husband's. But anyway, speaking of being honest, another episode of the Janelle's J Show. And this time, I wanted to talk about radical transparency. Gerald, what you know about that?
It's something they say on the internet.
Yes, exactly. I didn't know what the fuck this was, but you know, listen. The homosexual man I follow on Instagram was saying something about this concept that I feel like a lot of people, a lot of my listeners need to know about. And it's this term, radical transparency, where you just share your business without giving a fuck about what people or your hating ass mom thinks. So I just wanted to be honest and share this. Yes. My husband and I are getting a divorce after 30-something years and multiple cheating allegations. To clarify, the cheating happened on both ends, but I just have to say that if you cheat on one person with one person, that's not, that can be interpreted as worse than if you cheat on one person with multiple people. And yeah, I am the person that cheated with multiple people. Anyway, but again, radical transparency. Also, yes, me and Harris have been on and off, and we filed for divorce several times. And this last time, it really stuck. And we were off until yesterday. I saw Harris implying in his IG stories that we were together. And I just want to come to y'all as a woman and tell you that is a lie. You know, I got drunk and texted him last Friday. We obviously had sex. I mean, come on. And, you know, he thought we were getting back together. But, you know, that could not be further from the truth. So I just wanted to clarify that. Draw thoughts, prayers, actions, words.
Cheating with one person is way worse because there's an intimacy that builds with that one person over time.
Exactly.
Cheating with multiple people, you were just doing it for sex. It didn't mean anything to you.
I was doing it for sex. Some of them did mean something, but that's neither here nor there. They didn't mean that much to me. I'm not buying, you know, houses for them. I'm, you know, maybe a condo, maybe an Airbnb residence so they can get their business off the ground. But I'm not bankrolling these guys. Like,
you can't control. You can't control if they propose to you. You can only control what you can control.
Exactly. Listen, serenity prayer. You know what I'm saying? God, give me the wisdom to know the difference between when I have to actually answer a proposal or not. And, you know, if you're mad that I didn't respond to your proposal in the right way, join the club, dog. I don't know what to tell you. Charge it to the game.
They look dumb. They look dumb. They're on one knee with an $8,000 ring. You look stupid right now. What are you doing?
Oh, you look so stupid. First of all, I'm not going to go there, but I am. And say, if you're on a knee, that's a little gay. That's a little gay. If you're on a knee and you with an $8,000 gift... That's a little
pause,
gay to me.
Son. Pause. You got a little box. You got a little box. Why you got a little box for, son?
Why your box so little, dog?
Why that box so small? That box is medium, dog.
Oh, yo. With a medium box on your knees, dog, that's a little zesty to me. You know what I'm saying?
Little sus.
Talking about your feelings and about how I impacted you and you want to build a life, you know, understanding my flaws and your flaws. Honey, that's a little, you know, you know what I mean? Zesty. It's a little, you know, spicy if you ask me, but you know.
And that's why we're single now.
That's why we're single now. Ain't nobody can hold me down, but I will just put it out there that if you did propose, come back. I will maybe have a different answer. And I'm talking to anybody that's proposed to me in the last 15 years. but, you know, something for more serious. I'm trying to get more serious. Gerald, it's not all fun and games. I do want to use my platform not just to like call out my exes or, you know, maybe, you know, soft toss to anyone who's proposed to me in the past, Steven, that if they wanted to come back, they can. I wanted to, you know, use my platform to acknowledge times that I've grown and times that I've really did a 180 in my life, you know? And I wanted to issue a formal apology to my listeners. I just want to apologize for something that you might have heard in the last episode. While I wish it didn't happen, it regretfully did. And while I can't take back time and not do what I did, I can't. Time to take that back. While I wish I can take back time and not do what I did, I can't. And while it would be easier for me to act like it never happened, I'm not going to gaslight you, okay? And side note, gaslight is a term that I learned from my bisexual step-niece. So thank you, Gina, for teaching me that, you know? But anyway, I just wanted to publicly admit that I know what I did was wrong, and I can accept responsibility for things going down the way they did. And I'll take every moment I can to get me and my listeners back on the path of trusting me again. And I hope all my listeners are willing to forgive me. And to those of you who didn't tune in last week and, you know, don't know what I'm referring to, I just want to let y'all know, like, I'm talking about that I farted. Y'all thought I was gonna admit to something real. Oh, this radical transparency shit so easy, dog. Gerald, what you got for me?
That was a fire first segment, and I think we're ready to move on from radical transparency now. I think we touched it.
Yeah, you know, I think we did touch it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I just gotta say, like, you know, radical transparency is tied to mental health. And I just gotta say, like, you know, I'm gonna be honest, because it's cool now to talk about what mental health issues you got. I think I'm bipolar because, you know, yesterday I was mad at my ex. Today he posted something. I'm like, oh, he's looking kind of good. Maybe I love him. So I feel like, you know, maybe I'm a little bit bipolar. Who knows?
Oh, but bipolar is like a medical, it's a condition.
Okay.
It's not, you just can't, it's not just something, you know, we all get mad. No. We all have different emotions, but bipolar is, it's another category.
No, I feel like I've heard online that if you were mad at one day and happy the next, you're bipolar.
That, you know, those can be symptoms, but I would not say that that is necessarily...
Okay, so now we got Gerald gaslighting me.
Oh, no.
And we could thank Gina for letting me know that word. Now I'm being gaslit. But whatever, you know, we could, you know, wait, hold on a second, all right? Gerald, why don't you practice a little bit of, you know, radical transparency? Don't you got that diarrhea thing?
Oh, you know, I don't really, I'm more of a co-host. I don't share. I hype you up. I get you going where you need to go.
But, you know,
I don't really
I want you
talk
to
about
be
my
honest.
Personal life.
You have this platform as much as I do. You know, if you want to talk about your diarrhea thing for our millions of listeners, please go ahead. I don't want to stop you. I want you to, you know, educate the world that, you know, you constantly have diarrhea and you sometimes diarrhea yourself.
Okay, that was one time that I did that. I have it under control, but it's not something that I like to talk about in a public space. It's just, you know, radical transparency, it's not for everyone.
Yeah, you know, but you call it something like bullshit, BS, CBS, some shit like that. What is it when you, what do you call it? Like, you're saying constantly shitting, and if you're not shitting, you're constipated. You got, what is that? Come on, like, we're all friends here, we're all family. If you listen, the listeners support you. If you support Gerald's diarrhea thing, why don't you tweet at him at Gerald22 and let him know that, you know, you got his back and you love him despite his diarrhea thing.
Please don't at me. Do not. I don't want it to go viral. I don't want IBS to go viral at all. I just leave it where it
IBS.
Is.
Oh, IBS. Thank you. You got IBS. So at Gerald22 and let them know, you know what? If you got IBS, we still love you.
Do okay, not spread because, the word about this. Do not spread the word.
Yeah. So also, Gerald, I have CBS. Crazy bowel syndrome. That's from Tony718. Thank you, Tony718, for bringing that in.
We're already getting tweets about this. Please do not tweet about this.
So let everyone know. And you know, I got a question. Can you classify it as diarrhea if you're just shitting water? That was unclear to me. If you're shitting water, because that's what you say you do, you know? Is it because there's not much solid coming out of there? So is it still diarrhea? That's what I was.
Okay, I told you that in confidence. So I'm not gonna go tit for tat on what is and what isn't diarrhea.
Okay, well, you know, I guess some people are stuck in the past, and you know, radical transparency is something only the stronger ones of us can do, and only probably the ones of us that can go to White Castle without sitting on a toilet for 40 minutes. But that's neither here nor there. Stay tuned for the next segment.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Yo, what's up? This is Gerald, and you're listening to the Janelle's J Show.
All right, everyone, we are back with another segment of Ask Janelle's. In this episode, we have listener Mary.
Hi.
Yeah, so Mary, what's going on? Let me just talk to me.
Janelle's, I know my man is cheating on me, okay? The other night, we had a special date night. He took me out. We went to Applebee's, and he smiled at that waitress. Just a little too long, you know when they do that, you know, like a bitch always knows,
a bitch always knows, mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me tell you something, I don't know what it is, okay, but everyone who works at Applebee's is a thot,
they all hoes at Applebee's, that is for damn sure,
okay, cause the classic bitches, we know they're on Fridays,
they think they're hooters up in Applebee's, not my man. Sorry, this is a special night between the two of us. You're not going to come over here and smile a little too. You're not going to accept a smile on my date night.
Hell no. First of all, I would never. Okay, that's like if I take my man to the most thottiest fucking place in the mall, which is the T-Mobile kiosk. And we all know that every man who works at the T-Mobile kiosk is the most thottiest thought in all Thoughtville. Okay? Uh-huh. And if that guy's like, oh man, can we help your phone? Can we fix your... You know, I would never do that to my man, so I get it. But anyway, so your man is cheating on you with the Applebee's waitress?
Absolutely. I want to call him. Uh-huh. I want you to pretend like you are going to offer him something, whatever, and then we're going to catch him. Because I know he's taking me to dinner at Applebee's, but I don't know. We maybe don't... he's taking her to lunch at Chili's. Who fucking knows?
Shit, and I need to find out. Not Mm-mm. Chili's. Yo,
no.
That's some for side hoes. Chili's is for side hoes. Applebee's is for the mains. That's why they only serve appetizers at Chili's. Everyone knows that. Applebee's is for the main bitches. But anyway, Mary, you know, you're a longtime listener of this show, I'm sure. I'm assuming.
Biggest so, you know, fan.
Thanks. But you know how this show works. We catch cheaters all the time on Ask Janelle's. Uh-huh. You know, we got this segment. So yeah, you already know how it goes. We're gonna call your boyfriend anonymously. We're gonna ask them, we said, we got a weekend trip for you, right? We got a weekend trip for you. You go on a 7-day vacation to Sandals. First of all, I gotta let you know that the Sandals Jamaica is stepping up. You know those little floating parts in Fiji? That shit where it looks like you're on like a little, like just a floating thing, like a little deck with a thing. They got that shit in Jamaica now. You're gonna go to Fiji for that. So,
yo, this trip real? Can we go?
No, we don't have the budget. But so we're going on a weekend trip. You can take anywhere you want. And then, you know, if he, do you remember the Applebee waitress name?
Yeah, Tiffany, a whole name.
Tiffany's the biggest whole name, Jesus Christ. Girl, I just want you to mentally prepare because if you met a girl named Tiffany, she's taking your man. I don't know why Dolly Parton called it Jolene when we all know it should have been Tiffany. But anyway.
Everybody know Jolene is the white Tiffany.
Well, girl, you said it, I did it. So listen, if you got hate in the hate mail, send it to Mary, because Mary said that, not me. And if you're white and you're listening to this, God bless you, because I wouldn't be. I would be at a supermarket causing a scene. Okay, if I was a white woman. Okay, so we'll see. If he says Tiffany, then you know, hey, the relationship is, you know, he's cheating on you. So, let's go ahead. Let's call. What's your boyfriend's name?
Garrison.
Okay, so we're going to say that this is Sandals Resort and, you know, we're giving this trip, okay?
Okay, great.
Hello, Dr. Garrison Chambers, Homeless Children Outreach. How can I help you?
Is this Garrison?
Yes, it is. Dr. Chambers or Garrison, how can I help you?
You want a trip? You want a weekend trip to Sandals?
Really?
No. This is Janelle's J. Are you cheating on your girl with the waiter at Applebee's? Janelle. You smiled at her for too long.
What?
Smiled at the girl, Tiffany, the waiter at Applebee's. You smiled at her
Tiffany,
too long.
Tiffany Johnson. I helped her get a home about 15 years ago, and I helped her get a job. And she
years
invited
ago
me.
You still remember her last name?
Well, she invited me to her first shift. Mary, is that you, Mary? She invited
me to her first shift at Applebee's.
Mary, she gave us a free ice cream and said thank you for saving her life. What did you think that meant?
It was one scoop. Is that for two people?
It's Applebee's. That's all they can give for free, okay? My God.
I don't know. It's looking real sus to me.
I'm not cheating on her. Generally. She's almost 30 years younger than me.
Well...
That never stopped the bill.
Yeah, that never stopped Quincy Jones, I'll say that.
Quincy Jones. Look, Mary, I don't know what this is. If this is this a
this
real
is
trip?
This is the Janelle's J Show, okay? Formerly been on WBAM, Power 105, and now we're on iHeartRadio, and it's true. We got some listener comments. His job sound fake as fuck. How you outreach to homeless children? This is Thick Tiff.
Therapy?
45?
Therapy?
Oh, is Tiffany in the comments?
Care? It's a different Tiffany, I hope. It's a different Tiffany.
That better not be Tiffany Johnson.
Yeah, this one's 45. Yeah, this one's 45. I don't know. But
too old for you.
Yeah, but anyway, this is the Janelle's J Show, Garrison. We ain't with the games here.
Okay, I didn't even, first of all, I thought these were fake. I didn't even realize you're actually calling real people at their job here.
No, they're not fake. What, you think we have $40 to pay improvisers on syndicated radio shows to do it on the phone? Nah, man, save that shit for whatever radio stations in Philadelphia.
Okay.
This is fucking iHeartRadio, dog. No, this shit's real. This is real life.
Also, usually when they do these things, they try to entrap the person by asking them.
I did, and you fucking failed.
Yeah, I literally got my name out. I got my name. I barely got my name out. Where? I don't even know where the trip is to. Sandals?
Sandals, dog.
Okay,
sandals.
I'd like to take Mary to Sandals.
Oh, I
can
bet
I take
you
Mary
would.
To Sandals?
I bet you would like to take Mary to Sandals. Are we gonna have to pay for 3 tickets? It's that, you know, it's a couples resort. You know, you can't bring a third.
Okay, wait. Yeah. I just have to clarify that we don't have the budget to take anyone to Sandals. I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
Honestly, you should have the budget because it's a nice reward if you're not cheating. At least I get to go on a vacation with my boyfriend.
Well, I mean, you called a radio show to see if your man's cheating. Honey, it's over.
Are they open with the corona?
Yeah, they are. They are. White people have been in Jamaica.
Do you want to go,
Mary? Honestly, the whole time.
Yeah, we should go.
Let's go.
I would go.
I'll go.
Okay, all right. Well. All right, get the fuck off my show.
What? Thank you, Janellis.
Okay, wow.
If any homeless children out there need help, just please.
They're listening
Google.
To iHeartRadio, the homeless children?
I don't know.
Honestly. Well, you're doing a bad job at outreach because you don't know how to fucking outreach them. Well, enjoy your vacation in Sandals, I guess.
Thank you, Janellis. We'll send you a picture.
Don't. All right. Gerald. What was that?
It was a damn mess is what it was.
It was a hot ass mess. Hot ass mess. Tomfoolery if you ask me.
This is why I don't go out to eat. This is why I only eat in my room.
You know, maybe you should have kept that to yourself. That's actually more sad than the diarrhea thing. Okay, well, let's wrap up that segment, Ask Janellis. If you got any questions, reach out to, you know, us on the iHeartRadio. JanellisJ@iHeartRadio.com. And yeah, thanks. Stay tuned for our next segment with a very special guest.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than a quarter million satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
You're listening to the Janelle's K Show.
We are back with another segment on the Janelle's J Show. You know, listen, real quick before we get started with our guest interview, I just gotta say that I know times are different. You know, it's 2022. You know, shit's popping. People are more excited to be honest. And I just gotta say that I feel like my song about IBS would have hit harder if it came out recently. But you know, people weren't ready for that summer 2004. And I accept that. You know, we know that my big hit, I Touched Your Dick Last Night, went off in summer 2003. And we know that, you know, it got the Fabulous feature. It got everything, you know, it got that good. But, you know, my song that, you know, the song I wrote about, you know, diarrhea and when you go, we have to leave the club early, that shit didn't hit. And sometimes shit's my fault, but I feel like that one, society wasn't ready for it. Society wasn't ready.
Our guest today had been rapping for years before she popped off. So you never know one shit is going to pop for you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's still time for me. That's a good point. And yeah, our guest today has been rapping in staircases in Queens for 20 some years. So, you know, I'm so excited. I'm such a fan. I'm what you call a barb. I do know how to do basic math, which is, you know, something that a lot of barbs don't, but that's neither here nor there. I'm super excited to have our guest. We're talking the Black Barbie. We're talking, you know, not Lady Marmalade, that was Little Kim. The Queen Bee, that's Beyonce. The interviewer for Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. Let's give it up for it. Anika Minaj.
What's good? Happy to be here.
Listen, you know, I'm so happy. You know, I'm happy to have a strong, successful Black woman on my show. And you know, I can give you the treatment that, you know, I feel like the media is so hard on Black women these days, you know? And I just want you to know, like, this is your home. Like, I'm not gonna entrap you or put you in situations that's gonna, like, try to mess up your career for a soundbite, dog. We love you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, you know, we just want to get to know Nikki. Because I feel like everyone's just beating up on you all the time. And no one knows that you're a real human being. Past all these, you know, little small mistakes that you made.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'ma just be me, you know. Like, cause that's all I can be, you know. Yeah. Like, I'ma be the best rapper out in the game right now, cause that's what I know.
Okay.
I'ma be a hot bitch.
Yep.
Before, you know, some other rappers been calling themselves the hot bitch. You know, I was the hottest bitch before them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say any names, but. You know.
Yeah, well,
because I don't want to start drama. I don't like drama.
Okay, yeah, yeah, let's not start drama. Let's keep it focused on you. Mm-hmm. We don't have to involve anybody. Let's just move past what you just said because, you know, yeah, like, you do have an incredible career. It's super impressive. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, we just want to get real basic questions. Uncontroversial.
This is fun. This is just like we just like chilling right now.
Yeah,
right?
We're chilling. This is fine. Yo, so I want to know, you know, you're a fashion icon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone looks to you, and like right now, like there's all these kinds of different looks, and I just wanted to see, like, you know, what does Nikki feel about Doc Martens? Because some say that they're fashionable, some say that they're not, some say they're comfortable, they last a long time.
Okay, listen, first of all, Jenalise, I used to be bisexual. I used to be. So stop bringing it up, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I used to be bi, now I'm hetero. And that is, like, as simple as that. As simple as that. Like, okay. I don't know why you gotta keep bringing this shit up.
I was literally just talking about the boots. I can see how you made the connection with Doc Martens being a bisexual shoe, but I just was being just very straightforward.
It sounded to me like you were trying to call me out on some shit, and I don't appreciate it.
I wasn't. I'm sorry. No, you know what? I'm sorry. That was not my intention. Let's move on.
Right.
So yeah, people have been talking about your fans, how they can be very passionate. So, you know, do you have a favorite fan or a favorite fan story that you, you know, really enjoy?
I mean, there was this one time when I tweeted, you know, about the vaccination. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then all of these haters came at me about it. And you know what? I think my haters are my favorite fans. You know what I mean? Because, like, I talked about my cousin's balls. And that shit's real. His balls inflated like a fucking hot air balloon. It was like, it was like the size of an entire fucking, like, football stadium or some shit.
Oh.
And my haters came at me. And you know what? I was in the press about it. Because of my
Okay, so let's just go ahead and say, so actually the health department of Trinidad and Tobago came out and dispelled.
I don't recognize
what they
Tobago.
Say.
I don't recognize Tobago.
Okay, that's fine. I was just literally thinking about, you know, first of all, we love you. I think that people were way too hard on you. I actually made the Jenalise J Show staff get unvaccinated in support of your comments. So I just, you know, first of all, want to let you know that. Second
that
of all,
so nice.
Thank you. Second of all, you know, that again, the vaccination thing, that's not really what we were trying to do. We were just wanted to hear a fun story of maybe a time when a fan gave you a teddy bear or you know, something simple.
Okay. All right, I got you. There was this one time where, like, the police or the FBI or whatever came and gave my husband an arrest warrant for you know, some stuff that he might have done. And I thought, you know, that was pretty memorable to me. That was pretty memorable to me. But, you know, we got through it. And we've actually hung that arrest warrant up so that we never forget.
Well, he also can't leave the state of California. But, again, that's neither here nor there.
Who wants to leave the state of California?
Apparently you did. Apparently you did. Because, well, listen, we don't have to talk about. There are allegations of extortion, but that maybe you've intimidated some witnesses, but, you know, listen.
I can't help it. Like, if people are intimidated by me, I'm the greatest rapper in the game right now.
Okay, yeah, let's get back to the rapping. Yes, you are the greatest rapper in the game right now. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the music. Yeah, talking about music. What has been your favorite feature that you've done? You've done so many features, like, literally every song could be whack and then Nikki goes at it and then that shit is fire. So talk to me about some of your favorite features that you've done. I loved you on the Ariana Grande song.
Ariana's cute. Ariana was fun. I was actually featured on The Witness Stand in a recent trial my brother.
Okay, that is, well, okay, so yeah, your brother, I mean, those that you were a character witness for your brother and his he was convicted of sex crimes against a child, yeah, but you know, listen, like, your families are tough. families are tough. You know, I think, yeah, I mean, I appreciate your radical transparency and letting us know that, you know, you've dealt with some family stuff. But yeah, like, let's go back to the music. Do you feel like Travis Scott, you know, Travis Scott's been under a lot of fire recently. Do you think he's facing karma for what he did to your album rollout all those years ago? Remember he like ruined your album rollout when coming out with his at a certain time?
I remember that, and I would absolutely agree that that is karma, 1,000%. All of those people that, you know, bad shit happened to at his concert, that's all his fault. And, you know, like, it wouldn't have happened had he not fucked my shit up. It wouldn't have happened.
You were the first person saying you should not buy tickets to this Astroworld tour. And you were telling people, what they didn't want to listen then, but you were saying the way he's doing it, giving out albums with his tour, you might end up dead. You were the only one talking about that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. And some might say I'm a prophet. Like, someone might actually say that. Someone might even, like, compare me to Jesus Christ, or Buddha, or, I don't know, who else? Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, that one might be more accurate. Okay, well, yeah. That was an answer. Okay, so... Nikki, a lot of people don't know this, but me and you go way back. Would you say that, you know, we're good friends?
No.
Okay. Well, Nikki, that hurt a little bit, but whatever. How old are you? Because I know people are asking. And...
Well, that depends on which part of me you're asking. So, like, Onika is, like, I don't know, like 30-something, 37? Then if you ask Roman is like 145. And then you ask my other alter egos, you know, we all vary in age. It depends on which version of me you get. If you ask, you know, Black Barbie Nikki, I'm about 14. Which is why my husband was attracted to me in the first place.
Okay. So. Well, let's talk more about your alter egos and less about the complicated situation about your husband. You know, your alter egos, your persona, why is that important to you?
So I think it's important to move throughout the dimensions and through life, being fully equipped with the right personality. So, you know, right now you're getting Nikki, which is the proper personality for this situation. Whereas, you know, if I'm going to court or something, I'ma come out as Roman. I'ma be, you know, real aggressive, real, you know.
And in then, court?
Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, because people are going to be like, oh, Nikki, she raps or whatever, but she's not that strong. And then they see me as Roman, and they're like, oh, I'm not going to fuck with Roman like that. And then, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I think like, it's really important to be able to face different situations, not as yourself.
Okay, yeah, that
makes
sense.
But as something made up.
Along those lines, I wonder, because a lot of people don't know that you do ghostwriting. And so I'm wondering if being able to get it, tap into those different personas and those alter egos, if that helps when you're writing for other rappers, because a lot of people don't know that about you.
Absolutely. And it's funny that it's called ghostwriting, because actually when I'm tapping into those other personas, I'm actually becoming possessed by someone else. There was one time that one of my husband's victims actually possessed my body, and it was like real awkward or whatever, but you know, it really worked out. It was actually for that Ariana feature. So
so much disturbing things that you just shared. So I mean, you know, why not? You know, you're going there, let's go there with you. Do you want to, like, maybe say an apology for for what you said on Queen Radio when you implied that your husband victim was white and she was lying about it, and clearly she's not. She went on the reel and, you know, talked about your intimidation and stuff. Do you want to, like, have an apology or a retraction or anything?
Pink is my favorite color.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Janelle's J Show. We're so happy to have you. Gerald, you got anything to say to Nikki before she goes?
I'm just glad that I was in the presence of a legend. And if you ever need a co-host for your radio show, Queen Radio.
Okay.
You know, I just, you know, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to hit you up for real.
I don't think so, honey. All right. Have a nice day, Nikki. We'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Wow, Gerald. Wow.
Did you hear what she was saying? We might get canceled. I gotta be worried about the next bag.
No, definitely, like, any soundbite from this interview could ruin my career. Just everything she said was extremely problematic, and I'm scared for my life. All right, well, I guess that's, gotta call my lawyer. We'll come back after I call my lawyer. Thank you. The Janelle's J Show. I'm your girl, Janelle's J. All right, everyone, we're back on the Janelle's J Show, and we are here for our Womp Womp. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Womp Womp Radical Transparency Edition. And, you know, Gerald goes through a list of things, and I tell you if it's a womp, or just a full-ass blow womp, or if I fucks with it. So here we go, Gerald. Hit me.
Let's go rapid fire. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Rapid fire.
Okay. Truth-telling.
That's a womp. No one cares.
Oversharing.
Oh, that's dope. We love oversharing. We love pathological oversharing. Let's go.
An inconvenient truth.
I'm going to say that's a womp because I wish I did not know that my ex-husband fucked my cousin.
Apologizing to your partner.
I'm going to say that's a half womp because it's cool when they do it to me, but if I have to do it, that's whack.
Plea deals.
That's a full-ass 100% dopeness. I can't say what I've got a plea deal on, but it's really solid and it's changed my life.
Non-disclosure agreements.
I can't disclose that.
Trust falls.
Honestly, that's a womp, 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 womp. That's the scariest way for me to die, honestly.
Trust fund.
You know, my son, he's doing great, so I'm gonna say that's pretty dope.
Saying I love you first.
Womp! That's so whack.
Saying I love you second.
That's how you gotta do it. That's all you gotta do, dog. Say I love you second. If you say it first, that's whack.
Regis Philbin.
I liked when he dressed up in the Shrek costume. That's my guy.
Two truths and a lie.
Honestly, I can never tell what the lie is, so that's a womp.
Fact checking.
Okay, that's a womp womp because that just like kills all the fun of everything.
Standards and practices, S&P.
I don't answer those guys' emails. Like, those guys will just email me all the time with their shit, and I'm just like, leave me alone.
That was womp.
That was womp. Okay. And finally, we got our final segment, Whole Fuel. And I'm going to keep this simple because I know, you know, this is goes out to everyone. Everyone knows that Whole Fuel is a time where, you know, I just get and I do things for the people. You know, I do things for the people. I'm there And I'm the voice of the people, you know, and I'm the voice of all my listeners. I know everyone can agree. And I just gotta say, my whole fuel this week is the Wednesday night doorman of my building. You know, he said that I had a package and then I didn't. He's always looking at my butt, but he never says anything. And then every time I go to the lobby, he's always chopping it up with some white girl. And I'm just like, okay, Jose, damn. Is it like that? I thought that this is what we're doing now. I thought we were cool. So anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I know everyone's got a Jose, a Wednesday night doorman that tries the fuck out of them in their life. So yeah, that's the whole fuel for this week. Gerald?
Yeah, don't let your doorman keep you down, because it's crazy, because sometimes this is the first person you're seeing in a day. And that energy drain in the first thing in the morning, it can be brutal. So do not let that get you down.
All right. That's it. Gerald, for once in your life, you're right. For once in your life, you're right. All right. That's this is the Radical Transparency episode of the Janelle's J Show. I'm your girl, Janelle's J. Have a great day. See you next week. All right. There we go.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.